Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your closing bell for September 25th, 2024. So we saw mortgage rates go up a little bit yesterday. I think the markets are basically pivoting themselves or preparing themselves for the news that we have coming in the next 2 days. The next 2 days' data, it could be almost important as the Federal Reserve's rate cuts last week. So let's get over to the data. Right now, here's what we have coming in tomorrow. So we know the Fed said, okay, inflation's pretty much a done deal. I'm not going to be convinced on that until I start seeing the PCE numbers. That's coming out on Friday. But tomorrow, here's what we have. Continued jobless claims. That's the first piece of the puzzle that we have here. Durable goods orders. And then we have GDP. So this is going to tell us the health of our economy that we have right through here. So that's a huge piece of the puzzle that we have coming in tomorrow. Then the next day is going to be the PCE. This is the number that the Federal Reserve puts the most emphasis on when it comes to the inflation numbers. So this is what we're going to mainly pay attention to. But we know the Fed's now more concerned about the jobs reports than the inflation. I'll believe that when I see it, but tomorrow's job numbers will be, in most cases, a market mover unless it comes in right in target. Last reading we had, I don't know if you remember, but I posted both numbers and they were identical to what the economists expected. And I was like, I don't ever remember that happening before. So a lot of weird things just happening in the market right now. So without further ado, let's get over to it. How do I know mortgage rates are going to go up? Right through here. So the MBS market is basically down 19 ticks. So if you watch our videos, you watch Kyle and I live, we talk about mortgage bonds every once in a while, the MBS market, because this is actually what creates your mortgage rate. This bond is the MBS. It's a mortgage-backed security. It trades on Wall Street. This bond is the yield creates your mortgage rate. Okay, it's this plus LLPAs, and we discussed that on today's live event. So if you missed that, check out the live event right up through here. So that's what we're seeing right now. I think people are jockeying for their position. What's going to be the news tomorrow? So that's what we're going to wait for tomorrow's news. Now, on the front where all the naysayers are saying, okay, the world's imploding, guys. Everything's going to be bad. Everybody's going to lose their job. And that means everybody's going to go into foreclosure, you know, missing payments. Housing market's going to crash because of this. Well, let's check out the delinquency rate on mortgages. So we go over through here and it says mortgage delinquency rates decreased in August. So that's actually good news. I love giving you guys good news. Don't know if you guys like clicking that because it seems like everybody likes the crash videos. But this is great information, folks. If you've been sitting on the sidelines waiting for the crash, this is the information you need. Are foreclosures going to come to the market? Well, let's dive into the data. It says the national delinquency rate fell 3 basis points to 3.34 in August, dropping 0.9 from a month ago, but up 5.1 from last year. Is that good or bad? Well, we have to know what last year's data was in the year before and so forth. So let's keep going. The number of borrowers a single payment due dropped by 26,000. 26,000 people actually got their mortgage current, okay? While 60-day delinquencies rose by 1,000 people. All right, serious delinquency loans, 90 days plus. Now, these are the ones you got to be concerned about. But no active foreclosures rose 14,000, that's 3.3%, to a six-month high. Again, you have to relate it to history. This remains historically low. Okay. Foreclosure starts fell 9% from the month prior and remains 32% below their levels in 2019. Now, 2019, why everybody uses that? That was pre the world changing, pre-COVID, pre-pandemic. So that's the last time the world was basically sane, I'll put it that way. Okay. So that's what we're looking at right now. So when you start hearing all these people saying foreclosures are going to, we've been hearing this for years, guys. And it's kind of getting old. So let's start providing the real accurate data to people and not trying to scare everybody. So that's what I'm trying to provide you guys on this channel. Because if you go to so many channels, all they do is provide you just bad information. And you finish watching it, it's like, well, what did I learn other than they just say everything's bad? Well, I'm trying to teach you the markets. So let's get over to this. What I want to show you right now, what is a recession? Do you even know what a recession is? People keep saying, well, there's a recession coming. That's bad. But what is it? Well, technically, it's this. It's two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, okay? That's the basis of it. So what the assumption is gross domestic production, that's how much we create in this country, is it's dropping and dropping and dropping. Well, that means we don't need as much labor, Okay, so if we don't need as much labor, we don't need that many people working. So you're going to lay off people to do that. More people laid off creates uncertainty, creates this, creates that, and creates a downward revision in the economy. So that's normally what happens. Okay, so right now they're still predicting the GDP is 2% or higher. Some estimates are coming in at even 3%. So we don't have even close to being negative just yet. Is it coming? Well, that's the only time's going to tell. But you have to pay attention to the data daily and weekly to understand what direction we're going. So that's in regards to what a recession is. Okay, so what do home prices do during recessions? Well, I picked the last few. Now, I'm not going to pick the Great Recession. We know what happened there. If you don't know what happened there, you have to educate yourself. Back in 2001, that was another area that was a kind of a blip in the radar. But normally, here's what happens is in the 1980s, we saw home prices during that recession up 1.9%. That seemed bad because the normal rate of appreciation is 4 to 6%. So 1.9 was bad at the time. And then you go over to during the early 90s, they dropped 0.9%. So we had one here. The recession of the 80s, we saw home prices go up 1.9. In the 90s, we saw home prices go down 0.9. Nothing 20, 30, 40, 50, 80% reductions. So that's what we're seeing right through here. So if you go to the Fed, basically what the average home prices are, let's go over to here. And again, the markets don't go up in a straight line, but let's go through history. Here's what happens with home prices. So you have a little bit of a hiccup here. How long does it take to recover? Well, not long. Here's the biggest housing crash we've ever had in history. So in 2007 is when the market started plummeting. Okay. But by 2000, what is it, about 10 or 12, it recovered. So it did take 4 or 5 years to recover. That's why we always say you need to be in that house for most likely 5 years or more. Otherwise, there's a good potentially point you might lose money. Okay. So then we go through here, and here's in 2017. Housing market corrected a little bit right down through here. And then we've had this huge rally. So I'm actually saying, this is more of a correction than a crash. A crash to me would be putting us all the way down to here. That's a substantial crash. So there's only a couple times in history where you see prices come down and not recover for a while. And it's just right through here. And you have to understand what happened during that time. Okay, so that's that for today. Now, we know the markets are getting a little bit hit the last few days. We have here, we have the S&P down, we have the Dow Jones down, the NASDAQ's the only one up right now. So let's check our portfolio to see how it's doing. There's a lot of red there, folks, but I'm not concerned. Why? I'm a long-term investor. What I'm going to do is look at these 5 years from now, 6 years from now. Now, I monitor them probably weekly, but this stuff doesn't freak me out because, again, I know what I'm getting into, these investments. So XLF, financial markets that, they're going to do well over time in most cases. Now, if a recession hits and things kind of start to change dramatically, I'll go in there and I'll release my position. Berkshire Hathaway is a stock that I've been owning for years and years and years and years. So it's just my go-to. It's having a little correction right now, but the gains are here. It's like the housing market. If I'm up, 80% in the last 4 years on my home value and it drops 5%, I'm still good. So that's where I'm seeing in this. Bitcoin, this is 2x Bitcoin. So it takes the Bitcoin value and doubles, amplifies it. So when the market's up, you can see the market's really good. When the market's down, the market's really down in Bitcoin. So this is Bitcoin times two. And this one right here is the spider. This is the S&P 500. It's all 500 stocks that you're getting in one basically instrument right through here. So you can buy the S&P. I'm not telling you guys to buy these things. What I'm telling you to do is do your research. So we're going to start even over time reading into these numbers. How do you analyze something like the spider? It's the S&P 500. There's a bunch of different funds or bunch of different ETFs that do cover the S&P 500. So then you start looking at the expense ratios and things like that to just pick up some savings there. So I'm going to teach you along the way. So stay tuned. Please don't forget to subscribe down there because you're on a journey of wealth creation. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these videos twice a day. In the morning, I give you the economic news for the day where the markets are opening. Then at the end of the day, I'd let you know how it closed and basically what happened and the agenda for the next day or maybe the next few weeks to come. So that's what we do on this channel. So if you enjoy the videos, please, all I ask you to do is subscribe down below. Love to have you as a subscriber. But if you're out there trying to maybe buy that first house, maybe buy that first investment property, even looking to refinance, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. So visit us at therateupdate.com. Here's our website. Before you do anything, if you're looking to buy a house, see the Grant Finder tab right up through here. Please don't miss out on that because it's giving you grants. This one is all over the country. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, you got to click this one because it's up to $10,000 grants to use for down payment and to help you with closing costs. So thanks for watching, folks. Greatly appreciate it. God bless. I'll see you back here tomorrow, God willing. Take care, and I hope you enjoyed the video. Bye-bye.